Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fourth. The DH, John Kruk. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Warren Nuzon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Martinez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Baehr. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The third baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fifth. The DH, Matt Morello. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dan Maestelo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. And now, play ball. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knoblauch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Knoblauch. The throw from Carcoviche and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Starhoviak hits a fly ball for an out. Knoblauch tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morello takes first base on ball 4. Starhoviak moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kruk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kruk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Starhoviak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nuzon strikes out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Maestelo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Maestela hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkovice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Karkovice takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Starhoviak fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maestela scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch strikes out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Becker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Starhoviak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maestela scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kruk is 0 for 1 in the game. Kruk hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Warren News on batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Newson is 0 for 1 in the game. Newson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Starhoviak fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett strikes out. 1 out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morello is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morello hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova strikes out. 2 outs. Dan Maestela is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Maestela is 0 for 1 in the game. Maestela hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maestler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Starhoviak fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Karkoviche hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mears for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bear fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kruk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kruk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Becker takes first base on ball 4. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Starhoviak strikes out. There goes Becker. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nuzon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nuzon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Starhoviak fields it and throws to first for the out. Nuzon moves to second. One out. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grebeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Grebeck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Grebeck reaches second base with a double. Nuzon scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grebeck scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maestler scoops it up and throws to first, with Tapani covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova strikes out. One out. Dan Maestler is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Maestler is 0 for 2 in the game. Maestler strikes out. Two outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Walbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Tim Raines batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maestler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. John Kruk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kruk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kruk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Warren Nuzon. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Thomas now playing first base. Dave Martinez now playing right field. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch strikes out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mears moves to third. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Starhoviak hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Mears scores. Becker moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguilera fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Durham pinch hits for Craig Grebeck. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Durham is hit by the pitch. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carcoviche strikes out. There goes Durham. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maesteller fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Durham trying to get to home. Maesteller throws to Walbeck, who tags Durham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ray Durham now playing second base. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 3 in the game. Cordova strikes out. 1 out. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Maesteller is 0 for 3 in the game. Maesteller takes first base on ball 4. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Maesteller moves to third. Rob Dibble now pitching. Jeff Rabule pinch runs for Matt Walbeck. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hale hits a pop-up beyond short. Guillen can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Maesteller scores. Rabule moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Knobloch strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Martinez now playing left field. Tim Raines now playing right field. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Becker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Becker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.